Now, though, let's continue our coverage of the New South Wales bushfire emergency. Authorities are still planning for the worst-case scenario today amid worsening weather conditions. As bad as it gets, that's the warning from the Rural Fire Service Commissioner. Greg Borschmann is at Blackheath in the Upper Blue Mountains. In fact, he's at the Blackheath Railway Station, and he's there alongside Katrina Jordan, captain of the Blackheath Mount Victoria RFS Brigade. Before we speak with the captain, though, Greg, good morning again.
Good morning, Fran. It's not actually the railway station. It's the RFS station here in Blackheath.
Oh, the RFS station. I beg your pardon. Well, what's the latest? What's going on?
Look, as I mentioned to you earlier, Fran, the main worry this morning is the main action is the fire in the Grose Valley. That's a big 600-metre deep valley to the northwest of the upper mountain towns of Blackheath, Medlowbath, Katoomba, Lura. And it's the fire in the Grose that has the potential to hugely complicate the fire emergency that we have right through the mountains today, all the way through potentially to that Winmalee Springwood fire that caused so many problems, so much loss last Thursday. A containment line has been cut across the Grose in recent days by remote area fire crews, but attempts to backburn from this line yesterday were not wholly successful. And I've been told early this morning by a senior source within incident management that it's probable, not possible, that this line in the Grose will be breached, even potentially within the next couple of hours. And what that would mean then is this fire racing down the Grose Valley, throwing fire ahead of itself, possibly threatening towns in the mid to lower mountains, towns like Bullaburra, Lawson, Hazelbrook, Woodford, Falconbridge, all the way down to Springwood, where last week's tragedy unfolded.
But not up and across to towns like Lura, Katoomba and Blackheath, where you are?
That's they're protected, especially Blackheath is protected by the black line that was put in yesterday, a huge backburning operation. And look, I'll put you over to Katrina in a moment to talk about that. It's a containment line in parts newly bulldozed, but mostly picking up existing fire tracks and dirt roads around especially Blackheath all the way to the edge of the escarpment.
So the warning from the Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons yesterday was stark. And slightly scary, I thought, listening to him. He was very direct. He said, this is as bad as it gets, this weather conditions that they're contemplating today, they think are on their way today. He was warning anyone who's not made the decision to stay and protect their home to basically get out of the mountains before 9 or 10 this morning. So how any change in that assessment?
No, look, the focus has been on the upper mountains towns, but this morning the focus is very much on the Grose Valley because that's where the fire has the potential to threaten the mid to lower mountain towns. And it's not just the towns too. The famous Blue Gum Forest is in the Grose Valley. It's considered to be the birthplace of the Australian conservation movement. But if that containment line is breached today, far more than the Blue Gum Forest is at risk. Those towns, mid to lower mountains, are also very much at risk. And one of the big worries at the moment is that we already have very strong north-northwesterly winds blowing, but we're getting that also in the upper atmosphere, and this has the potential to turbocharge that fire right through the Grose.
And just before I get you to pass me over to Katrina, Greg, is it hot there yet?
Look, it is hot, but it's bizarre, Fran. The only thing that is going to stop this fire is rain, is Mother Nature. And that's not forecast, at least in the short term. As one firefighter said over on the northern side last night, we're captives, we're slaves of the weather at the moment. And never a truer word was spoken, Fran, despite all the effort. One very senior fire manager who knows these mountains very well told me late last night, if the Grose goes up, it goes up. There's nothing stopping it. So on that, I'll hand you over to Katrina Jordan. She's the captain of the Blackheath Mount Vic RFS. She's here right with me at the station.
Good on you, Greg. Thanks very much. Greg Borschmann is our environment editor, and he's also a resident, a long-time resident of Blackheath in the Upper Blue Mountains. Well, I'm hopefully we do have Katrina Jordan with us now, as Greg said, captain of the Blackheath Mount Victoria RFS Brigade. Katrina, good morning. Thank you very much for giving us a time. I know you've got plenty of other things you need to be doing. What is your priority this morning, Katrina?
Look, we've got crews going out to assist back out at Mount Victoria this morning. We did actually complete the backburn off the strategic black line from Victoria Falls all the way out to Perry's Lookdown. That burn went in successfully. Those two fronts have met up. Therefore, we're really happy with the way that's turned out and reasonably confident that we've done the best job we possibly can.
So just to explain to people listening who have no knowledge of the Blue Mountains at all, does that include the black line that Greg was talking there around towns like Blackheath? Is that basically a backburner containment line to hopefully stop the fire racing up to the heavily populated towns of Katoomba and Blackheath and Leura?
Look, the strategic black line runs all the way through the mountains, and every suburb has its own section of strategic black line. What we completed was the Mount Victoria Blackheath area to protect this area alone.
Okay, and you feel pretty confident that that's gone well because it's risky.
It is risky, and conditions were favourable for us yesterday. We had a little bit of rain as well. The berm was stopped about mid-afternoon, but was resumed at about 4 o'clock, and our guys completed that burn at about 9 p.m. last night.
Now, I guess you've got an eye for the area you're working in, but yesterday the Rural Fire Service Commissioner was absolutely clear that today, if any more lives or homes are likely to be lost today with the conditions that they are, is the day. Are people feeling more optimistic now that with the backburning, the containment lines in place, the number of personnel on the ground, that homes and even more mercifully lives will be saved, will be protected?
Oh, look, certainly. For Blackheath and Mount Victoria, that is definitely the case. We do have approximately 200 appliances coming into the area today from all emergency services, including RFS, National Parks and Wildlife Services and Fire and Rescue. So we've got a lot of support here today if anything does happen, but I feel that our community is certainly feeling a lot safer than they were yesterday.
Well, that's good. Now, Greg was trying to paint the picture there very clearly that the real issue, the real focus and the danger perhaps is the fire in the Grose Valley. That's what's got people more worried today. Is that your assessment of things?
Look, that's correct. The potential today is if those conditions keep up, which they will, that it will head down the mountain to probably the mid-mountains at Hazelbrook, Lawson, around those areas. Mm-hmm. So they would be the next area that would be in a position of impact. However, there are
heavy population areas, aren't they?
They are, but there are plans in place to protect all of those areas. So, yeah, we'd have to just wait and see what happens. And, as the Commissioner said this morning, if you're not ready or you're not able to defend, then you really should be leaving this morning. Don't stay in the area. If you're anxious or you're nervous, then just leave this morning. Come back tomorrow.
And Katrina, are you seeing evidence that people have taken advice on board? Are many people driving out?
Look, I haven't seen people leaving this area this morning, so I'm not sure what's happening in the lower mountains. So.
I'm not sure how long you've been on the ground there fighting these fires, but we've all seen the photos of exhausted firefighters. How tough, how exhausting is this, and how are you and your crew bearing up?
Look, it's getting tiring now. We've been out since last Thursday. We are rotating crews as best we can. We're doing day and night shifts. Fortunately, last night we had the entire night off, so our crews are completely rested and ready for the next few days.
Katrina Jordan, good luck with it, and thank you very much for giving us some of your time.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Katrina Jordan is the captain of the Blackheath Mount Victoria RFS Brigade, sounding more optimistic, certainly, that the containment lines that they've built around those parts of the Blue Mountains, towns like Blackheath and Katoomba, are going to hold. And they focus now on towns a bit further down, towns like Hazelbrook and Lawson. But relatively optimistic overall, which is good. It's 8:15 on Breakfast.